been married, betrothed to Christ during this time that are going to be a monument of his character, and they are going to stand during this final time when this final battle that is represented by Mount Carmel, where Elijah went to battle with the prophets of Baal, and by Megiddo, which is Armageddon, and by the mountains of Ebal and Gerizim, identifying the disobedient and the obedient. This whole geographical area is in the Valley of Jezreel, and this is where God's people are going to stand during this final battle. And in this sense, Gideon is literally going to go into battle to parallel the spiritual battle that takes place at the end. Now, taking off from Judges 7, verses 2 through 7. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, my own hand hath saved me. Now therefore go to, proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead, which means hard or rough. Gilead, hard or rough. And there returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down into the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I shall say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go with thee, shall not go. So he brought down the people into the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue, as a dog lappeth, him shall thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink, and the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men, but all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped will I save you, and deliver the Midianites into thine hand, and let all the other people go, every man unto his place. And what we see, among other things illustrated here prophetically, is that Gideon's army was twice cleansed, twice reduced from the troops that weren't going to be faithful in this battle. And that's why we've titled this presentation, The Cleansings. There's two cleansings that take place. And in Gospel Workers, page 297, 298, we're told this. There is a lesson for us in the experience of Gideon's army. Those whose hearts were in the work were so earnest that they would not stop to kneel by the brook to drink, but dipped up the water in their hands as they hurried on to the battle. And these are the ones whom God used, while those